ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
We will get to the quiz.
The Mighty Challenge.
Christine Layton on Nightlife, Mickey on the phones. We have five categories, 25 questions. Your categories tonight: State of Origin, Cartoons, Famous Michaels, Name That Year, Islands, Isles and Islets. Let's go to our first caller, Louise from Box Hill. Hello, Louise.
Hi, how are you?
I'm glad you're still there after that song. Now, where do you stand on Neil?
Well, we were talking about him at work the other day. So, yes, poor Neil. He's like the most famous animal since Pesto.
He's very famous. Or Skippy. I feel like Skippy the Bush Kangaroo was, you know, probably my equivalent. And, you know, I feel for him. His weight is always mentioned in headlines. It's a rough existence. What would you like to see done, Louise?
I think I just want him to stay famous.
Yeah.
And maybe get his own show.
Get his own show. Oh, we'll get the ABC execs onto that. That's a great idea. Now, you are my first caller. The categories you have to choose from: State of Origin, Cartoons. Oh, which one?
Famous Michaels.
Famous Michaels. All right, here we go. Question number one. In 1997, which Australian swimmer was named as Male Swimmer of the Year by Swimming World magazine?
Michael Quinn.
Yeah, nicely done. All right. Do you want to stay with Famous Michaels? Yes?
Yes, thanks.
Oh, you're cutting out. Let's hope this doesn't end your run, Louise. Now, question number two, which English scientist was born on the 22nd of September 1791 in Newington Butts?
So, English scientist.
Mm. 1791.
One.
Yeah, I've got to be careful. Three, two, one. Oh, I'm sorry, Louise. I've got to be.
No, I can't think. Thank you.
No, it was nice to speak to you. 1300 800 222. The last time I filled in, I know I left too much time, and you were on to me because you own this quiz. Dave from Falconbridge. Good evening.
Hi, Christine. How's it going?
Well, morning to you, Dave. Have you seen Neil the Seal?
Well, all we're saying is give Neil a chance.
Yeah. Yep. He really needs a chance. You're right. And look, he keeps coming back, and hopefully that'll just be the case, and we'll just say hi to him annually as he molts his skin all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, he's living it up. All right, so we're up to question number two, Dave. Which English scientist was born on the 22nd of September 1791 in Newington Butts?
Well, I can only think of Michael Faraday.
Yes, that is correct. Would you like to stay with the Michaels?
Might try Cartoons.
Ooh, yeah, let's do it. Question number three. Bluey is set in which Australian city?
Is it Brisbane?
It is Brisbane. Yes, it is. Have you watched Bluey, Dave?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's good fun.
The Pass the Parcel episode is exceptional. It talks about Lucky's dad's rules, which basically says there should be one present in the middle as opposed to one present in every layer. I don't know where you stand on that, Dave.
I went along with that, actually. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Would you like...
Nobody gets disappointed.
Oh, that's nice of you. No, I'm with Lucky's dad. Do you want to stay with Cartoons, Dave, or would you like to pick another topic?
Oh, stay there.
All right. Question number four. This is happening too quickly. you're too smart for me tonight. In the animated series Arthur, what sort of animal is Arthur?
I think he's an aardvark.
I think he is. I think you're correct, Dave. Cartoons?
Yeah, I'll keep going with that.
Very good. Question number five. We're 20% of the way there. The documentary 6 Days to Air follows the extremely fast production and turnaround of which animated American show?
Oh, 6 days to air. Not sure. I'll just say The Simpsons.
Oh, and that's where I lose you, Dave. But it was so nice to speak to you.
Thanks, Christine. Have a great night.
I will now. 1300 800 222 as I take a trip to Victoria where I find Rodney from Warburton. Hello, Rodney.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, very, very well. I have to say, Neil the Seal, the song, what was your verdict? Did you hear it?
I don't even know about Neil the Seal, to be honest.
Look at that. Oh, you're living in a wonderful land. Look, he's an icon in Tasmania, and tourists have been going to visit him, and now his life is, you know, at stake if they don't stop touching him, Rodney. But that's okay. We're going to stay with cartoons. You've got questions.
Sorry. I'm just going to say I spent a lot of time in New Zealand and in Christchurch. Above Christchurch is a place called Kaikoura. And there were so many seals on the rocks there, and people are told not to go near them. And, yeah, and they come up and they just bask, and you can just, there's families and families of them just on the rocks. So, yeah, it's surprising that one little one makes a...
he was little in the beginning, but I think this is his fifth or sixth year. Coming back to this location, and he's big now. Oh, no, you know, he went for the petrol bowsers the other night, Rodney. It was, you know, and I thought, if Neil is taking on the fossil fuel industry, you know, I want to know how this is going to end. But anyway, look, he thankfully didn't actually make contact with it. And, you know, yesterday he roared at crowds and told them to move on. So, you know, he's defending himself quite well so far.
Well, good on him. Yeah,
there's a bit of Neil in all of us, Rodney. You ready for question number five?
Thank you.
All right. The documentary 6 Days to Air follows the extremely fast production and turnaround of which animated American show?
I think that was South Park.
It is South Park. That's right. And on the text line, Red from Aurora has got it right. Tim from Ballarat as well. And Mark, thank you for the text. 0467 922 702. Now, where would you like to go next, Rodney? We've got State of Origin, cartoons, Famous Michaels, Name That Year with an exclamation mark, or Islands, Isles and Islets.
I'll go for State of Origin, I think.
Don't get too excited. Did you watch it?
Well, yes, I did, and yes, I'm. The tears are just drying up now. But
Who do you support?
I'm a Queenslander,
Rodney. But you've got Bluey. Bluey's pretty good. Were you upset when they called it Bluey, by the way, because of the Blues? It's yeah. Anyway, all right, let's get into it. Question number six: which former Storm player holds the record for the most Origin appearances?
Cameron Smith, I think.
Say the name for me again.
Cameron Smith.
Okay, no, that is correct. I thought you said Karen, and then I went, no, I don't think he did.
No.
You said Cameron. Okay, wonderful. Good. Question number seven, would you like to stay with State of Origin, Rodney?
Yes, please.
Okay. And the text line is going off as well. And oh, goodness. The number to call, by the way, is 1300 800 222. Question number seven, in 1983, who became the first New South Wales player to be named Man of the Match in a State of Origin game?
Oh, in 83. Okay, so in 80 it was Arthur Beaton, then 81 was...
We're on a timer. Can you push it out? Do you want to just yell a name at me?
It's not going to be Steve Waterman. Look, I'm just going to have to say Steve Waterman and then I'll leave. I know that's wrong, but...
Rodney, it was lovely to speak to you. Let's go to Grant from Waterloo, but has clarified Grant is in Melbourne right now. Hello, Grant.
Yes, I am the delightful southern capital of Victoria at the moment.
Yeah. What takes you to Melbourne?
Good timing, as it was. I was probably going to save it. You're over in Western Australia. There's a famous person people have met by the name of Dave Sweeney. He works for the Australian Conservation Foundation.
Yes.
He's the nuclear-free campaigner. Just a short synopsis for people who haven't heard. He started a campaign. He was given a 6-month contract from Australian Conservation Foundation here in Melbourne, as it turns out. And then 30 years later, he's now retiring, and he's got a bit of a farewell thing happening this Saturday. So I came down to honour the man. And Dave, if anyone knows him, can never be replaced. He's actually that great. The Australian Financial Review has called him the hardest working activist in Australia. But his replacement, which has gone through and it's official, is a sand grabber.
By the name of?
Mia Pepper. Who is also a force of nature for good over in there. So she's now taken up the baton, and it's great news for all. So
what a great testimonial, Grant. So given your love of conservation, how do you feel about Neil the Seal?
Well, let's hope for a romantic ending, and that Neil the Seal meets up with Alex the Seal.
Mm-hmm.
You know the monogram?
Yep.
And heavily after they get together. Wouldn't that be the...
It'd be great.
That would top, what's his name, the Swifty and...
Yes. Kelsey, Taylor Swift, and yeah, definitely.
They could have taken the rings down for the wedding, and Neil could have been back. Get back.
Yes, and then the tourists would want photos of their babies, and then the tabloids would get on. It'd be terrible, Grant. Anyway, let's go to question number 7. If you've just tuned in, Nightlife with Christine Layton filling in for Philip Clark just for tonight. He is back tomorrow night. Question number 7, in 1983, who became the first New South Wales player to be named Man of the Match in a State of Origin game, Grant?
I'm going to throw a name out, but I'm also going to say that I'm a North Sydney Bears supporter who now is a Perth Bears supporter as well. Yes. Now, this is a real struggle. I'm going to hopefully say Michael Cronin.
Ooh, and I'm hopefully going to say, I'm sorry, but good night.
Yes, I thought that was okay. Lovely hearing you, Christina. All the best.
Thank you, Grant. I've got Mick, who's in Glen Iris on the road. G'day, Mick.
How you doing?
Can I say g'day at this time of night, morning? I don't know.
Absolutely you can. Not a problem at all.
That's a relief, Mick. Now, State of Origin, did you watch it? Probably not, because you're on the road.
No, I'm working tonight, so I did sort of listen to it, bits and pieces of it. Being from Victoria, I follow New South Wales, so I'm happy with the win.
Yeah, nice one. It was 30-12, wasn't it, in the end?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah. Well, question number 7. In 83, who became the first New South Wales player to be named Man of the Match in an Origin game?
83. I don't know. No idea. Haven't been following rugby for that long, only since Melbourne Storm. So I'm going to go Peter Sterling just for something different.
Well done for something different, Mick. That is correct.
Really?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yay. Yeah. Well done, Sterling.
Yeah. Do you want to stay with State of Origin? Cartoons, famous Michaels, name that year, Islands, Isles or Islets?
Let's go back to cartoons.
Ooh, good idea. Okay, so we are up to question number 8, Mick.
Yep.
Maud Flanders, Frank Grimes, and Bleeding Gums Murphy were all killed off on which TV series?
Oh, The Simpsons.
Oh, yes. Oh, tell you what. I love Professor Frink. He was my favourite. Who did you like from The Simpsons?
Oh, look, the Mole Man. Very hardly done by.
Yes.
The Mole Man. I love the Mole Man.
So underrated. Oh, yes.
Yes.
And the prank phone calls to Moe's Tavern. Yes. I'd like to speak to Art. Yeah, anyway, I will not show how immature I am, Mick. But
on the... Amanda, hug a kiss.
Yes! An IP freely? I need an IP freely. Yes, that's right.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, good, Mick. On the text line, some of you are getting it right, but I have to say that State of Origin question stumped a lot of people. So are we staying with cartoons, Mick? What do you think?
Yeah, stay with cartoons. Well, yeah, it's probably my mentality.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Question number 9. What type of animal... or what type of animals were the Hanna-Barbera characters Pixie and Dixie?
Pixie and Dixie?
Yeah.
Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. And just to keep things moving, as a guess, because I'm almost at my destination in sunny Geelong. it's all comfortable 3 degrees down here. Sorry. I'm going to say crows.
Oh, they weren't. But honestly, Mick, great to chat to you. Enjoyed your long.
Thank you.
Hayley is in Roselle. Hello, Hayley.
Hello, good morning.
Did I say that correctly?
Correct.
Oh, what a relief.
Correct.
Oh, now, how are you this morning?
Look, I'm great. I just wanted to say one quick thing about Bluey.
Please.
I've just been on a work trip to Copenhagen and then I went to a few other places afterwards. And all the older people in Paris or wherever I was would go, oh, you're from Australia, Crocodile Dundee, you know, koalas. But the younger ones, the 20-year-olds and the 30, would go, oh, you're from Australia, Bluey.
Oh, really?
It warmed my heart as an ABC listener and watcher, and I was like, woohoo! And because my kids are in their 20s, they weren't Bluey watchers, but I've got other friends with younger kids, so I was sort of, you know, I'd go to their place and they'd have Bluey on, so I knew all about Bluey.
Definitely.
But I just thought, how cool is that? Crocodile Dundee's sort of fading into the distance. Now we're known for Bluey.
It's very true. I know. I love Bluey. It'll always have a special place in my heart because I was in lockdown with my daughter who was 2 years old, and there was a little run there where they released a new episode every day, I think for 10 days, and we would wait for it, you know, 8 o'clock
oh,
in the morning.
Divine.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It's all we had, Hayley. But I'm sad that there's only 3 seasons, but I understand as well. So thank you for telling us that story. It's good to know how we're seen overseas. And how is Copenhagen, by the way?
It was, my grandfather was Danish. I'd never been there. I've always wanted to go and I'm 55.
Yeah.
And it was delightful. I didn't see one person in public with a mobile phone ever of any age. There were no gyms. Not a gym inside.
Not a gym?
No, I kept asking them, do you have gyms? They said, oh, we've got leisure centres if you want to go for a swim. Why would you have a gym when you cycle everywhere and walk upstairs? I mean, it was quite illuminating.
That is really quite interesting, isn't it?
And everything was communal. And what else did I discover? Everywhere you looked, everything was designed beautifully, obviously, from the metro to the teaspoon to the clothing to... And everyone just sort of quietly got about their business, recycling, and it was, I could live there in a heartbeat.
Oh, you're selling it to me as well, Hayley.
It was such a lovely place to visit.
Yeah.
It was, one of my youngest sons is doing an exchange and he's deciding where to go for uni and I'm like, get to Copenhagen.
Yeah, that's a great sell. I've forgotten about the quiz completely. We should get back to it because the text line, it's been going nuts, Hayley.
Okay.
Lozzie in Huntley, Victoria's got it right. Julian, Werribee, Annette in Gables, Karen in Mullumbimby. So let's ask you, question number 9, what type of animal were the Hanna-Barbera characters Pixie and Dixie?
Dixie were mice.
They were mice. Do you remember the quote, I hate those mices to pieces.
Yes, I do. I remember that.
I've not got the right tone, but Harrant's from Pasco Vale sent that one in. So do you want to stay with cartoons, Hayley, or do you want to freshen
no,
it up?
No, I want to pivot to what was the Isles, Islets and Islands?
Islands, one. Isles and Islets, yes.
Yeah, let's do that one. Let's try that one.
All right, wonderful. Let's travel. Question number 10. Ooh, Kirk and Cress are the two largest islands in which sea?
What was the first one again?
Oh, KRK, Kirk and Chris.
Kirk, KRK. Is that off the coast of Albania?
Which
is that off the coast of Croatia?
I just need to know which sea.
What's the sea?
I better not give you any hints.
Adriatic Sea?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Nice save, Hayley. Do you want to stay on the islands?
Yes.
Okay, question number 11. As the phones flash furiously, off the coast of which Australian state would you find the Henderson Islets?
Henderson Islands. Queensland?
Oh, it's not correct. But Hayley, I'll be going to Copenhagen. Nice to speak to you.
Okay, thank you.
1300 800 222. My next caller, look at this, from WA, Matt in Broome. Matt, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, thanks.
How's Broome right now? I bet it's still 16 degrees at least.
It's splendid. There's a cool breeze. It's been pretty warm here, but it's nice and cool now and it's lovely.
Oh, that's great. Any big events on this week? What's happening in Broome?
Well, it's all happening. I mean, the State of Origin tonight was big at every pub, I think.
Yeah.
The pub I was at was big. And I think the races are this weekend and the speedways this weekend. But I'm not actually from Broome. I'm from New South Wales.
Oh, really? So were you happy with the Origin result then?
I'm extremely happy, yes. It was a good result.
Surprised you can speak to me right now. Some fans would probably...
Barely. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Question number 11 I have for you, Matt. Off the coast of which Australian state would you find the Henderson Islets?
That's got to be Tasmania.
That is correct. And Neil the Seal, have you followed his journey, Matt?
No idea who Neil is.
Oh, that's good. Let's move on then. Do you want to stay on the islands or would you like to...
Yes, please. Yep. Let's stick with that.
Okay. Question number 12. Darwin's finches are endemic to which islands? Darwin's finches are endemic to which islands?
You did say no hints, right?
Mm-hmm. Because last time I got in big trouble. I got put in detention. I had to write it on the board 100 times. Do not give people hints.
The Tiwi Islands?
Oh, it's not. But Broome, I just called you your whole town. Matt, have a great night in Broome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
1300 800 222. All right, next. Aha! Anne-Marie from Dandenong. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hello, Christine. It's lovely to hear your voice.
Nice to hear from you. And I love Dandenong. I love the ranges. You live in a beautiful part of the world.
I'm in the valley, so that's the Dandenong Ranges. I'm in Dandenong, the town.
The town, yes. Sorry, that's a very good point. Right, you are. And I did.
Yeah, we've got one of the oldest markets in Victoria. So we have, and we have a great variety and great cultures of food. You can name it. We've all got it.
Oh, it's brilliant. Well, Anne-Marie, question number 12 is all about the islands. Mm. And Darwin's finches are endemic to which group of islands?
The only islands I can think of is Groot Island.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't want to say goodbye, but I have to, Anne-Marie.
Oh, well, lovely speaking with you and good night, everyone.
Good night, Anne-Marie. 1300 800 222. You're listening to Nightlife with Christine Layton, filling in for Philip Clark, who will be back with you tomorrow night with a brand new radio desk. Well, it'll have a new software update at the very least. That is the only reason why I'm here. It's not because he doesn't love you, because he does. And it's great to have a national show coming out of Perth. Dave from Perth has called up. Hello, Dave.
Thanks, Christine.
What's going on? How's your night going?
Oh, it's not too bad. You're from Perth as well, aren't you?
Yeah, sure am. Yeah. Just down the road from you, in fact. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Right near that big data centre.
data centre.
No, we were talking about it earlier on with Ian Verinder. Now, Dave, we've got question number 12. It's all about islands. Are you ready for this?
I think I know it already.
Oh, do you really? Okay. Do you want to just say it?
Darwin and his finches. It'll be the Galapagos.
That's correct, because the text line agrees with you, and they are also correct. Alan in Cumnock. Karen is smashing it on the text line. You should really call in, Karen from Mullumbindi. Let's have a look. Annette from Perth, good to hear from you. Baronia from Adelaide as well. And Darren in Dali said, my two Jack Russells are named Pixie and Dixie, with regards to Hanna-Barbera. Now, Dave, do you want to stay with the islands, isles and islets?
Yes, can I please?
You can. Question number 13. Noosa Penida, Noosa Lembongan and Noosa Senangan, and I hope I've said that correctly, are all islands in which Indonesian province?
Oh, province. Aceh?
It's not.
Okay.
But thank you for representing Perth, Dave.
No worries.
I'm proud. I'm so proud. 1300 800 222 as we take a trip to Dean on the road in Victoria. Hello, Dean.
Let's go. What's going on?
Hey! Not much. How are you?
Oh, I've had better times. I wrote my car off yesterday. I'm in a rental at the moment. I hit a horse.
Oh, you hit a horse. Oh, no. How was the car and how was the horse?
The horse is dead and the car is probably the same status as the horse, but I'm waiting for them to assess that.
Okay. All right. And you're on the road and you're calling me for a quiz. Dean, I don't want to keep you long, hey, because I really don't want you to repeat any of that. Be safe, please.
No. That's okay. So you're on hands-free.
Okay.
A big shout-out to the Glen Iris crew too. I know the blokes that are working out there. Hello to...
With Mick?
Callum Peace and the crew out there doing the hard yards on the Broadacres.
Oh, what? When you say crew, what industry?
Farming.
Farming. Nice one.
Agricultural.
Yes, just checking. Can I also tell you, Dean, that on the text line, the Galapagos Islands is auto-corrected to Gallop a Bus for multiple people, and it's very funny.
Gallop a Bus.
Yeah, Gallop a Bus. But I know what you mean, people. I know what you mean. Now, question number 13 is what we're up to. Dean, you ready?
Yes, hit me.
Okay. Noosa Penida, Noosa Lembongan and Noosa Senangan. Are all islands in which Indonesian province?
I don't know my Asia very well, but I'm going to guess Bali or Java. Bali?
Bali is correct. Well done, Dean.
Hell yeah.
You ready? Do you want a new category or would you like to stay?
Let's go new category. I'm pretty basic. We'll go to cartoons if that's possible.
That is possible. All right. Question number 14. It's the last one of the cartoons category. Hang on. It's a bonus question.
Oh.
Are we allowed to do those? Yes, we are. Okay. I'm pretty sure. Yes. Come on, brain. You can do this. I know it's late at night. In the Flintstones, what was the name of Fred and Wilma's daughter?
Pebbles.
Correct, yes. Oh, I used to love the Flintstones. How they gallop and I always
yabba dabba doo. That's what I was doing in my car after I hit the horse.
Yeah, I tell you what. And how did they not skin their feet was something that I would think as a child, but...
No, it just build up calluses, you know. He was in the pebbles and the quarry industry. It does that.
That's so true, Dean. You have to pick a new category. So cartoons is done now. State of origin, famous Michaels, name that year, or islands, isles and islets again.
Famous Michaels.
Okay. So we are up to question 15. Okay. Michael the First of Russia was the first Tsar of which royal dynasty?
Oh, my God. What the hell do I know about royal dynasties in Russia?
Might surprise yourself, Dean.
I don't know. The Tsar dynasty? I just made that up. Is that a thing?
It's not. But you were fun. Thank you, Dean. And I hope you get a replacement car soon.
No, I'm on the road. I'm about 43 minutes out of Glen Rowan.
Okay. Oh, well, okay, just be careful in that rental. And we have some phone lines free now, by the way, so please give Mickey a call, say hi, and we'll get you on. Tom is from the Tweed Coast. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Chrissy. So I was, just a quick aside.
Please.
I was in Mullum last Thursday night to play trivia at the One Diner Pub.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if Karen was in that group of four people that beat us by half a point to win at trivia last Thursday night.
Ooh, it sounds like Karen, but can you confirm on the text line, please, Karen? It's consistent with her character as far as I have seen. But
apparently,
how did it feel?
That's there. Most nights are always pretty well much wins. So
yeah, I see.
Anyway, I'll get Romanov.
Once a quizzer, always a quizzer. That is one thing that I've noticed, Tom. You just can't get enough of it. Question number 15. Michael I of Russia was the first Tsar of which royal dynasty?
Well, as I said, I'll guess Romanov.
Yes, that is correct. Nicely done. Do you want to stay with the famous Michaels? Or would you like to roam?
Tsar.
Yep, okay. Question number 16. In the year 2000, which actor married Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Michael Douglas.
Yep, that's right. Well done. Stay with the Michaels?
Yeah, Tar.
Okay, question number 17. And I look to the phones, Janet from Redfern, Graham and Karen up. We've got people flashing, Glenn in Penrith. We'll come to you soon. Question 17, who captained Australia when they won the 2015 Cricket World Cup?
Is that like the one-day international or the 2020 or...? Michael Clarke.
It was Pup. It was Pup who led them to win the cup. You are correct, Tom. Are you a cricket fan?
No, I prefer league.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm really happy tonight.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm only like half an hour south of the border, but I remain a true blue.
What was your favourite part of the game?
The way that Nathan Cleary, yet again, I mean, the guy's the goat, really, but the way Hudson Young and Best just stepped up, and also Liam Martin, he's returned to State of Origin. He also played well.
Oh, that's great, Tom. Thanks for giving me the sports update. We have to move on from famous Michaels. Cartoons is also done. So you've got State of Origin, Name That Year, or Islands, Isles and Islets.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess Thurlow as well for that. I thought he was around about that era, so I guess Thurlow for that answer.
That's a good time spent listening between question 7 and 17.
I'll go with Name That Year, please.
Name That Year, good for you. All right, so we are going to question 18. Okay, Edward VIII accedes to the throne. The Phantom first appears in US newspapers. The last known Tasmanian tiger dies at Hobart Zoo.
1936.
Oh, how do you know that?
Edward VIII proceeds to the throne and when the Tasmanian tiger died.
Tell you what, the nightlife audience are superior. That's incredible. Question 19, do you want to stay with the years?
Yeah.
Okay. Out near Newman, we're getting so many calls that we don't have enough lines. So that's why you can't get through, but please keep trying because Mickey is working very hard. Question 19, Michael Jackson dies. Anna Bligh becomes Queensland's first elected female premier. The swine flu outbreak is deemed a global pandemic.
Yeah, Michael Jackson died in 2009.
Very good. Yes, that is correct. Have you watched any of the documentaries? Did you see the movie, anything that came out recently?
I don't watch films about pedophiles.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's go to question number 20. Where do you want to take that in terms of categories?
Yeah, can I still do the year?
Yeah, of course you can. Question number 20. Wham-O Company produces the first Frisbee. Elvis Presley buys Graceland. And Jorn Utzon wins the design competition for the Sydney Opera House.
Yes, could you repeat those again?
Of course. Wham-O Company produces the first Frisbee. Elvis Presley buys Graceland. And Jorn Utzon wins the design competition for the Sydney Opera House.
they're all a bit vague. I'm thinking maybe late 50s, so I'll have a guess at that.
Yep. Quick.
Bjorn Woodson wins.
Quick.
Yeah, 58.
Oh, that is not correct, Tom. So at least I know you're not cheating. I didn't think you were, but, you know, I just...
I ring up regularly and I quite often get things wrong.
No, I've heard you. You're amazing. No, thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
I'm glad you got a win tonight. 1300, 800, 222. On the text line, many of you getting it right. Maria, Annette in Perth. Yes, that was correct, 1936. 2009 was the next question. You both got it right. You're in sync on the text line. Let's go to Graham in Carinup. Now, Graham, you phoned in last time I filled in for Nightlife last school holidays, and you're a taxi driver, aren't you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm a part-time brain surgeon.
That's a good one. I remember you. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. I've got a bit of an idea of this one. I think it's 1959 when the Opera House put out the contract to Jan Woodson.
I really don't want to leave you so soon, Graham, but I have to. Get back to surgery. We're up to question number 20. Let's go to Janet in Redfern. Hello, Janet.
Hi. Normally I listen to the quiz on repeat and enjoy everybody very much. And I'm just so intimidated by that wonderful quizzer who's just hit everything.
Don't be intimidated, please.
And I've got insomnia tonight, so I thought I'd ring.
Oh, no. Why insomnia? Is it something, something
you suffer from? It's been a really horrible day, but it's fine.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to make it as fine as we can. Did you hear the song?
Yeah. I'm thinking, I think I'm wrong, but I think 62.
Oh, no, that is not right, unfortunately, Janet. But
that's okay. I'll ring up again.
Good.
But one day I will ring up again and hopefully I'll get some sleep now. I actually often go to sleep listening, so six more questions or whatever. Yep. I'm so relieved I didn't go get the state of origin section.
That's the main thing, Janet.
Okay, thank you.
Lovely to speak to you. Sweet dreams, I hope. 1300, 800, 222. Oh, Ray. Ray from Yeronga. Hello, Ray.
Hello.
Yeronga me.
I remember.
I remember you. You won. Oh, look at that. How you been?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
All I can say is my lips are sealed.
Are they? When it comes to?
Seals.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Look, there's been everyone's got an opinion on Neil, so he's probably pretty thrilled to know that yours are sealed and delivered and signed. Ray, question number 20. Whammo Company produces the first Frisbee. Elvis Presley buys Graceland. Jorn Utzon wins the design competition for the Sydney Opera House. What year is it?
I'll just go back one more to 57.
Oh, I'm relieved. Thank you. Everyone was so close, and fair enough, a lot happened.
Yeah, I knew it was well under construction by 59, I think.
Yes, yep.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you want to stay with Name That Year?
Oh, yeah, I'll stay there then.
Okay, question number 21. Nagano hosts the Winter Olympics. The first Euro coins are minted and John Howard declines an offer to meet with the Spice Girls. What year is it?
2002.
Oh, it's not. But, Ray, always a pleasure to speak to you. Please call up again if I'm filling in again.
All right. Yep, thanks.
Good man, Ray. He won last time I filled in and I remember... Justin from Perth. Hello, Justin.
Hello, Christine.
What's going on tonight for you?
Just taking it easy, pretty much, but had a busy day, but things are good.
Things are good.
Thank you.
Yes.
And you?
Yeah. Oh, look, having a very good time. I always look forward to filling in on Nightlife because I learn a lot, but also because it's just fun and it's the nighttime. It's wild.
Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of which, the Spice Girls... John Howard declined to meet them. Nagano hosted the Winter Olympics and the first Euro coins were minted. What year is this, Justin?
1999.
Oh, so close. It's like a gut punch. Sorry, Justin. I go to Ben in Sydney's CBD. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm very well. It's morning where you are right now. Have you finished work? Are you starting your day? What's going on?
Finished work. Saw the State of Origin, watched the Blues win, up at the Blues. Just on my way home after celebrating that. So
that's great.
Call in, have a chat.
Wonderful. Good. Now, we're up to question 21. Were you a fan of the Spice Girls?
I do now love the Spice Girls, but I was born in 2002, so it's a bit out of my ilk.
Ooh, but if you get it right, that gives you more street cred, Ben. What year do you think it is?
We're close to 1999, so we'll go so plus one to 2000.
Oh, that is...
Wrong way.
No, Ben, you can't. Don't say it. I'll get in trouble. But thank you for calling in, just to bring the median age down. Joe from Ridgehaven. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Based on the stats I've seen, that's all. Hi, Joe. Question 21. Nagano, the Winter Olympics, the first Euro coins are minted. John Howard doesn't want any spice. What year is it?
It would be 98.
It is 98. Thank you. And Craig in Dudley Park got it. Karen in Mullumbimby, you didn't get it right, but were you at that quiz night? We need to know for Tom from the Tweed Coast. So do you want to stay with this topic, Joe?
Yes.
Yep, name that year. All right. 22. Question 22 with 6 minutes to go until news, and I will continue after if we're not done. The first ever one-day international is played at the MCG. The UK switches to decimal currency. And Billy McMahon replaces John Gorton as PM. What year is it?
66.
Oh, it's not. But you have a good morning, Joe.
Thanks.
1300, 800, 222. Cameron in South Perth. Hello, Cameron.
Yeah, we can't be too far apart. I can just about see the studio from here.
Don't tell people that. We like them to think it's huge and densely populated and... very busy, Cameron. What are you doing tonight?
this time of night, trying to sleep, yeah.
Yeah. And do you usually stay up quite late?
No, well, I set the alarm when I want to go on the quiz. So I go to bed fairly early. The alarm goes off, wakes my wife up, and she wakes me up.
That is so good, Karen. I thought I'd recognise your voice. That is dedication. All right, well, question 22 for you. The first ever one-day international match happened at the MCG. The UK switched to decimal currency and Billy McMahon replaced John Gorton as PM. What year is it?
1976.
Oh, it's not, Cameron. It's not, but at least you and your wife can go back to bed. Vando on the road. I'm tagging you in. Hello, Vando.
Buonasera, Christina. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. And
that's the way.
Whereabouts are you on the road?
Northern New South Wales. So I'm running between Lismore and Grafton at the minute.
Very good. Well, question 22 as we come up to news. Does this ring a bell for you, Vando? Do you want me to read it again?
Look, it's only just before my time. Look, I know that whole deal with golf was about 72 or 74, so I'm thinking... someone said 69, didn't they? And then you went, oh, so I know it's close.
Damn it.
So I'm thinking perhaps 68.
I'm a terrible poker player. But
well done.
That's
no,
not...
I think you're a great poker player.
I'm no Philip Clark and I'm no Susan Hill, but Vando, no, that's not correct. Continue on the road and be safe. We've got Sam in Harvey. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Christine, is it?
Yeah, Christine. Yeah. Yes, that's the one. Yeah. Used to be on afternoons and Saturday breakfast and I've been filling in on nightlife because it's just too much fun and I get to stay up late for once, Sam.
Okay.
Are you always up late?
Pardon?
Are you always up late?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was glad that other quiz at midnight, that Trevor Chappell one.
Yep. Yeah, we love Trevor Chappell. Count him as our own. Yes, and I'm sad that he's hanging up the headphones, but Francis Leach is incredible. So you are, Justin, the best hands. Question 22. The first one-dayer happened at the MCG. Decimal currency in the UK. And John Gorton is PM, replaces Billy McMahon. What year is it, Sam?
Oh, probably wrong. I'll say 1980.
It's not. It's not. Let's go to, oh, regular caller, Pearl in Darwin. Hello, Pearl.
Hello, Christine.
I've listened to you. How's your night going?
Well, if I may be honest, I have been to a funeral today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Pearl.
No, I went, it was a Buddhist funeral and I didn't know that. And it was amazing and enlightening. And I came away from it feeling uplifted.
Really?
Yeah.
What made it so different?
Everything. All the smells in the room, the singing, the chanting, the bell ringing, just the love in the room.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, they were Western, you know, like it was part Western, part Buddhist, and I've never been to anything like that. And, you know, I've been to funerals and they're sad events, but this one wasn't.
Oh, that's lovely.
No,
that's lovely.
It wasn't.
It's, you know, that's the way you'd want your funeral to be, really.
Yeah, that was my sister-in-law. She was beautiful and so was her funeral.
Oh, thank you for sharing that, Pearl. What was her name?
Lai Yi.
Well, the news is nearly here. You know what that means. Question number 22, Pearl. Do you know?
I think I do. 1971.
Very good. All right. I will pop you on hold if the news comes along. But which category would you like? Because that one is now done. We've got islands, isles and islets, or state of origin.
Oh, gosh. I am not a sports person, so it'll have to be the other one.
Okay. All right. I'm going to pop you on hold.
Okay.
And we will come back to you after the news. We are playing the Mighty Challenge and we're not done yet. We're up to question 23. You can join us if you like. Give us a call. Question number 23. And Pearl from Darwin is still here. Hello, Pearl.
I am. Hey, Christine, you're doing well if you're doing nightlife and you have a 7-year-old.
Thank you.
You are doing well.
I've also got a 3-year-old who I co-sleep with at the moment. So I've got a 3-year-old, well, nearly 3-year-old, nearly 8-year-old, but they're beautiful and they're so much fun. It's not hard.
Yep.
But it's also nice to say yes to shifts over school holidays so that, you know, I can share the load and play with you.
I have a 3-year-old I'm babysitting over the weekend, 4 days.
Ooh, how cheeky.
She's 3.5 and I'm blind. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yes, but I bet your senses are attuned and you will know exactly where that 3-year-old is going before
Absolutely.
She does.
Absolutely, yes. She's excellent, yep.
Oh, that'll be fun. You can put some bluey on.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, that's good. Well, let's get to question number 23. The Holtmann, Omar would tell me off, the Holtmann Abrolhos is an island chain off the coast of which Australian state? Holtmann.
Abrolhos. I have no idea, so I shall just guess South Australia.
It's not, Pearl, but it's been very nice to speak to you.
You too. Thank you very much. Night-night.
The Holtmann Abrolhos is an island chain off the coast of which Australian state? it's hard to read this one out, Ray, from Perth. It really is hard to read it out because you know the answer, I know the answer. What is the answer, Ray?
Perth.
Yep. What? No. Which
WA. WA.
Oh, Ray. Naughty. But yes, it is Western Australia. It's late at night, so I'm going to let that slip, okay? But don't get the next one wrong or we're in real trouble because I can't be seen to be favouring you at all because that's not good. And I'm not because we have to move to state of origin. That's all that's left.
I don't know anything about state of origin. I'm sorry. I'm off.
Oh, you're off. Oh, but there's only... Oh, are you sure? Why don't you
You can give it to me, but I say, I know nothing about its state of origin.
You might, you know what? This is a venue question, so you might get it. And if he doesn't, please be willing to take the next call, 1300 800 222. Call us. Which stadium hosted the most state of origin matches?
I wouldn't even have a clue.
Do you want to guess?
Well, let's say Sydney.
It's not.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Ray. 1300 800 222. You could win the quiz at this point, everyone, because we are still loading up the phones and there are two questions left. And if you have always wanted a fridge magnet and you've never come close, now is the time to call, because I'm a fill-in and I don't get as many calls, so you won't wait as long and you might win. So there you go. I've sold it to you. Come on, 1300 800 222. Ben is in Warwick. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how are you going?
I'm good. Are we talking about Warwick, the Perth suburb?
No, Queensland.
Queensland, just checking. That's fine too. Question 24, which stadium has hosted the most State of Origin matches?
Yeah, would it be Lang Park?
Yes, I will accept Lang Park or Brisbane Stadium or Suncorp Stadium.
Yeah, I was going to say Suncorp if you wanted the commercial name.
Yes, but thank you for following the editorial policies, Ben. 60 matches, would you believe?
Yeah.
That's a lot. And I assume you watched it tonight?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
How are you feeling?
Pretty nervous.
Yeah, that's all right. Look, the text line, Maria, you got it right. Jim in Campbelltown, April in Collaroy, you got the WA question, and Lynn, the Queenslander, Harry in the Bay too. Let's go to the last question, question 25. This could be yours, Ben. How many times has an Origin series ended in a draw?
An Origin series?
Series, yeah.
I don't think it ever has.
Not correct.
Oh, well.
That's all right. You have a good sleep.
Not to worry. Thanks, eh?
1300 800 222. Ooh, let's go to Charlie from Caboolture. Hello, Charlie.
How are you?
I'm very well. Question 25. We've got the follow-on happening. How many times has an Origin series ended in a draw?
Seven times.
Also not correct.
Sorry.
No, thank you for trying. Nice to hear your voice. Let's go to Mark in Oak Park. Oh, that rhymes. You already know that, don't you, Mark? How many times do you think an Origin series has ended in a draw, Mark?
Racking my brains from thinking way back, my guess is two.
Bah! Hang on a minute. Wait. Say it again for me.
Is two.
That is correct. 1999 and 2002. You are
two.
Correct.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Yes, Mark in Oak Park. You're a winner.
You're beaut. Well, I've won Trevor's now. I've won this one, so I've got the set, so I can go to God with happiness.
That is going to be an ABC promo in no time, Mark. Put it on your tombstone. Hey, congratulations. Well earned.
Thank you.
I need to get your details so that we can pop it in an envelope and send it to your letterbox. Stay on the line for me, Mark. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you. Makes my night.
Very good. Mickey will get your details. And thank you to Jill in Billinville Heights, and Paul and Esperance, who called in as well. That is the end of the Mighty Challenge for tonight. And don't you worry, Philip Clark will be back tomorrow night and you will get to have the same amount of fun.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife. Yeah.